I'd like to welcome everybody to the June 6, 2022 public hearing for the year 2022-2023 budget. Call the order meeting. We have a roll call. LaShonda.
Good evening. Vice Chair Ronald Wesson.
Present.
Commissioner Greg Atkins. Present. Commissioner Tammy Lee.
I am via Zoom from beautiful Alaska.
Thank you. Chairman John Trent.
Present.
Commissioner Ron Robertson.
Present.
County Manager Juan Bond II.
Present virtually.
Assistant County Manager David Scarborough. Assistant County Manager.
He's there. LaShonda, he's muted. Issue. Yeah. David, can you unmute yourself?
Star six, David.
There he is.
Assistant County Manager.
He's present.
And Finance Director William Robertson.
I'm present virtually.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, LaShonda. Mr. Westman, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and Eternal God, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for all of your many blessings. Thank you for blessing us individually. Thank you for blessing this county. Lord God, there's so much turmoil and in this world and so much violence, Lord God, but you have kept this community relatively safe, and we thank you for that, Father. Bless all those who are in distress in places like Texas and New York and so many other places. Be with them, Lord God, and take care of them. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to serve the citizens of this great county. Lord God, we have worked diligently, and we are very proud of the work that we've been able to accomplish, Lord God, and we hope that it is pleasing in your sight. Thank you for, again, all of your blessings, and continue to keep this community safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic
for which it stands, one nation,
indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Sure.
All right, County Manager Juan Vaughn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We'll start with the budget highlight summary.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Chairman. First, I'd like to say good evening to the Board of Commissioners, to the staff present, and all of the citizens and taxpayers who have joined the public hearing. Thank you for coming out to join us physically and virtually. So I will start with budget highlights first of our overall, the county budget, and then I'll move into budget highlights for our ARPA funds. So first, I'd like to start out with the county budget by stating that the budget increased for the general fund $12,000 from the updated copy of the budget versus what was initially presented when the budget was presented to the commissioners and to the public. And so that $12,000 takes our general fund budget from $24,307,447 to $24,319,447. And that $12 increase was due to, was included or took place to retain our project consultant for Tall Glass of Water. So that is the expenditure for that $12,000. And the revenues were adjusted after the finance officer and now I went back and took a look at where we were with our sales tax. Based on how sales tax have been coming in, we were able to project a $12,000 increase. So that accounts for that. So again, the updated budget is $12,000 higher than the one that was initially presented. However, keep in mind that that increase in the general fund budget is still less than 1% increase of the general fund from last year, which is ideal. And of course, everyone knows that we've been trying stay in that $24 million range as far as the budget. We've reduced the budget over $1.1 million from a couple of years ago. And the goal, the reason for doing that is to try to build our fund balance, as we've been discussing for a while. So this budget does not include an increase in the ad valorem tax rate. So we will remain at 86.5 cents. However, this will make the fourth year that we have not had an increase in the tax rate. So I just ask everyone to keep in mind that a tax increase could be coming, or at least recommended, in the near future. But I am very pleased to say that one has not been recommended for this upcoming fiscal year. So this budget also does not include a fund balance appropriation, just as the current year's budget does not include a fund balance appropriation. As you know, last year, our fund balance percentage as a percentage of general fund expenditures increased over 5%. So last year, or in 2020, we were a little bit over 1%. And last year, we took that to over 6%. And we're looking to increase that at the end of this current fiscal year. So also included in the budget is a 2% cost of living adjustment for all employees. And I know employees would have liked to have seen a little bit more, but doing more than that would have required a tax increase. But there is a 2% COLA included. Next thing I like to mention is we continue to provide $30,000 to our local fire department, and we continue to fund approximately $6 million to our nonprofit organizations and what we call our special appropriations. And of course, the biggest recipients of those funds are the school system. Of course, we give to the local community college, and of course, the Bertie Martin Regional Jail. So next, I will talk a little bit about the expenditures or big expenditures in this budget. And the biggest expenditures included in the budget include the capital outlay for vehicles in the sheriff's office, as well as some inspection software for the planning and inspection department, which will increase efficiency in the department and also help us with identifying properties that are coming up in the community that will contribute to our tax base. So that is definitely something that we are happy to include. And while I'm on expenditures, that will take us right to our plans or our budget for the American Rescue Plan Act funds. And so basically over $1 million for our ARPA funds are going to projects that will benefit the citizens of this county. And that includes a $500,000 match for the GREAT grant, which is used for, or will be used for, broadband accessibility if all goes well. Of course, Roanoke Connect has a plan for the entire county of Bertie to have broadband eventually. So we're excited about that. A good amount is also going toward Tall Glass of Water development, which will provide recreational and educational opportunities for the citizens of Bertie County and others even outside of the county. Other one-time capital expenses that we're using for our ARPA funds for include tax software and a firewall in the Department of IT, repair to a communications tower, ambulances, and also a one-time fee for $45,000 for a vehicle for the North Carolina Forest Service. So, Chairman, that is an highlight for our county budget as well as the budget for our ARPA funds.
Okay, is that it, County Manager?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Commissioner reports, Mr. Robertson.
None at this time.
Mr. Weston.
Well, one thing I wanted to say, I just wanted to thank Juan and William and David for the tremendous job I think they've done in terms of not just this upcoming year's budget, but even preparing us in the prior budget, getting us caught up on the audits that were behind for us, and really helping us deal with the situation we have, which was a very low fund balance. And we are coming out of that very, very well. And I think the projections for our next audit will have us right back on track. But the key is we've been able to do that, but at the same time, you know, give citizens some of the things that they have been asking for. One of the major investments is in broadband with great grant and Roanoke Electric. This is a project that not only for our county, but for several other counties around us that are going to be serviced by Roanoke Electric. It's going to bring broadband to virtually the vast majority of real high speed in just a few years. It takes a significant investment from the state dollars, but we had to match that with dollars from the county. And I think it's a tremendous investment, And, you know, giving that raise to employees, I think they deserve that. I wish we could have given more. But I think the fact that we recognize that need was appropriate. But the key thing is that we did not have to raise ad valorem taxes. We're still investing in things that will benefit the county administration and citizens of this county. So I think that's a job well done to all of you. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Back.
No, sir.
Okay. Discussions for plans of adoption. I have
Chairman Trent.
Oh.
Chairman Trent.
Sorry. I must have
Can forgot. I echo? Yeah, that's all right. Can I echo what Vice Chair has said? I really thank the staff. They have worked hard and their efforts are showing, and I just I'm very proud of the work that they have done, and we as commissioners have done. So thank you so much, staff.
Okay. Any other comments? If there aren't any, discussion of plans for the adoption of the budget. I have set on a date and discussed with county manager of June 21st. How's that work for everybody?
I think that's a great date.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the night of our regular meeting, correct?
It is. 6
Okay.
Any other discussion from the county manager or county commissioners? County manager?
No, no additional discussion for me.
Okay. Well, at this time, we will recess until June 21st.
Chairman, before we do that, are there any citizens who like to provide any feedback, either virtually or physically, in the commissioner's room?
That wasn't on the agenda, but if there's some feedback somebody would like to give, go ahead.
Yes, sir. It should have been number 5, public hearing for the fiscal year 2022-2023 county budget and budget for American Rescue Plan Act funds.
Yeah, but go ahead, Mr. Sauer. You'd like to come up to the microphone.
Good evening, Commissioners.
Good evening.
My name is Scott Sauer, and I reside at 105 Critters Lane in Greenville.
I can't hear him.
Me either.
It's a little better.
How's that? Does that work?
Much better.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, sorry. I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak with you. And I know that the board has spent many, many hours wrestling with this budget. And between the impact of COVID over the last couple of years and the now rising fuel cost, I'm sure the board obviously has some difficult decisions to make. And I realize, too, this is a listening session, and I may not go home with answers, but I wanted to just share a few thoughts and highlights at this time, since you all still have a few days before you adopt the budget. And some of these items may have been settled, and I was just not aware of it. In the special appropriations relative to Vighton Hospital, the Indigent Care Fund, I noted that there was $0 recommended, where in years past there was an amount of $120,000. And I'm interested to know, was there a change in the appropriation amount related to the end of the debt service, or has there been some other discussion relative to that figure? Secondly, on the same page of the budget, is the line item for the OPEB trust. As I read the budget, that number is zero, and in prior budget ordinances, the Board of Commissioners inserted special instructions requiring the establishment of an irrevocable trust fund for OPEB obligations, both current and future, and typically that amount had been $242,000. In fact, every budget ordinance in the last 5 years has included that same instruction for the OPEB trust fund, and the draft budget ordinance for 2023 does not contain that special instruction. And again, I'm just asking, has there been discussion with the board or formal action related to adjust that? Thirdly, I'm interested to know if there are funds for the new animal shelter, either in the proposed budget or in the ARP funding plan priorities. And last, I wanted to talk a little bit about taxes. The detailed summary sheet, and I saw you all have a copy of it there. Bottom line for the taxes next year, property taxes of all categories, motor vehicle, personal property, buildings, land, delinquent taxes, the total is $12,860,000. Compared with what the tax office had recommended, which was $12,491,500. And that's a delta of $368,700. And I'm just interested to know if we've had that type of growth experience in the tax base that would hopefully generate the $368,700. And also note that for the current year, 2022, the revised budget for all of those same categories in sum is $12,620,826. So it appears that there could be a potential amount of growth there. And again, I don't know the answers to these questions, but taken collectively, the funds for the Vidant indigent funding, the OPEB money, and then the tax levy equals about $731,000. And that in itself is the equivalent of 5 cents on the tax rate. With the current state of the economy, with rising gas and grocery prices, it's understandable that the board doesn't want to increase taxes this year. I also understand not wanting and not needing and the goal that y'all have set and met not to take funds from the fund balance. And I commend you for that. But if a tax rate increase is warranted, I would argue this might be the time to consider that option. I know it's been on the table in years past. And I really want to thank you for your time this evening. And I'll leave these notes here in case the clerk couldn't hear me.
Thank you, Mr. Sauer. Is there any other comments? Sean, any more comments?
No, sir.
Okay. You have a motion to recess June 21st?
I make motion to recess to June 21st.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Everybody have a nice evening. Thank you.